I see here in the chat room, that's a good tweet from Kaylee McEnany, press secretary, U.S. government account. Today, we remember the innocent lives lost and the heroes born on September the 11th, 2001. Courageous men and women ran toward the devastation, a sacrifice that will never be forgotten. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's the Gospel of St. John 15:13. That's a good tweet, Kaylee. I'd like to follow that up here on 9/11 with and the anniversary of 9/11. Can you people believe it? 19 years. By the by, unfortunately, we have been at war for 19 years. If you have a child that is younger than it is 19 years of age or younger, they never lived a solitary year in their young lives when their Union of States, quote, nation, close quote, was not at war. That is an absolutely despicable statistic. It's one of people that peace-loving Christian people are not worthy of. What better church? What if the mother went back in the Spaniards for that in 113 years? That's different. The Spaniards didn't have any choice. I had this story a couple of days ago from American Conservative Magazine website from Peter Van Buren. It's a good one. I told you that I had it. I didn't do it. I saved it for today. America has always run on terror. Again, I'm mentioning Mr. Barrett, who is not in he is in the chat room. He was talking yesterday about his trip to Las Vegas, about how his wife, Elizabeth, said, Richard, do not ask me to fly anywhere ever again until this COVID nonsense insanity is over. I'm not going to do it. You know what, Ms. Barrett? I won't do it either, and neither will Mitch Chur. We're not. You could say, Mike, I will let you on an American Airlines plane. You can go visit K.V. Turley in London for $8. Nope, not going to do it. I tell you what, if you let me get on a plane without one of them stinking masks on, and you actually, let me get or serve me alcohol when I want a glass of wine with my chicken and noodle dish or whatever, until you end this madness and you start treating me. Stop the lie, stop the deceit, and stop the corporate tyranny. I'm not getting on your plane, and I'm not going through your stinking airport to be goggled at by a bunch of COVID Karen ninnies looking at me. Oh, look, he's had to kill grandma. He doesn't have a mask. Not going to do it. Not interested. I'll drive. And I'll put my money where my mouth is. I'll drive to freaking New Hampshire, which I'm going to do. We are going to do in the Crusade Channel, Crusade Catholic Caravan. By the by, I put the content item event up. The countdown clock is ticking on the front page at crusadechannel.com. If you want to join the caravan, there's a webpage. There's an app for that now. Go to crusadechannel.com. Scroll down a little bit. You'll see the event. But you can just send me an email. I actually did receive an email last night. Now, let me go back to this. I talked a little bit about this on Wednesday's program, the anniversary of 9/11, about how we are now unable to do the simple things that used to make travel fun. I think travel is a leisure activity. It is not supposed to be stressful. If you're doing it for business, okay, that's one thing. Again, we need to end this monotonous madness. Now, we got to jet from point A to point B. And if we don't do it, then all life on Earth ends. If I don't keep this schedule to do this, that, or the other. That is the usurious Protestant work ethic. I don't mean any insult to our Protestant brothers and sisters. It's just a terminology there. But that is the work ethic telling you that the highest achievement in life is money in the bank, money in an investment account as a result of work. That is not the highest thing. That is not the summum bonum, as they say in the Latin. The summum bonum is loving, serving God, and being a part of that family where our Father is actually in heaven. and the hierarchy that you that comes out. We talked about it in Real Fraternity on this Wisdom Wednesday with Brother Andre Marie. If you missed it, get this this week's Wisdom Wednesday, and you catch up on that. With the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks looming like a hangover, it's worth asking the price we pay for fear itself, wrote Mr. Peter Van Buren on Wednesday. Barack Hussein Obama said at his convention, you must vote Democrat out of fear for our democracy. Don Jr. said pretty much the same thing a week later, just reversing the name into politics. Everyone wants you to be afraid of anarchy, either the white or black version. The message from all sides is fear. It sounds so 2020, but it is as old as the modern era itself. America's fear in my childhood was that we were going to die when the Russians nuked America. We hid under our desks during drills. We huddled away from the windows with our coats over our heads and waited to die. For an elementary student raised to believe what he was taught, it was a nightmare. My third grade teacher even identified Ground Zero as the cinder parking lot next to the school, and for some reason told us it would happen in the morning. Americans were taught to be afraid, even as we were the apex predator on the planet with the world's only atomic bomb. We dutifully rewarded president after president for maintaining the most massive national security state ever known in the history of the universe. That's me saying that. Ever known in the history of the known universe. We maintain a galactic presence here in this country. Trump even said it yesterday. We're going to put a man on Mars. I don't care if we put a man on Mars, Mr. President. You know what I'd like? I'd like to put Mars bars back into production, not in China, but in America. How about that? Can we bring Mars bars back to Hershey, Pennsylvania?
Settle for men on this planet maskless.
Yeah, I'd settle for men, brave men. Does anyone? This country is incapable. This Union of States is incapable of producing the kind of Chuck Yeager, Alan Shepard young men that would be courageous enough to actually fly the mission to Mars, Mr. President. These clowns that we are surrounded by, these soy boy testosterone-free so-called young men that we're surrounded by today, won't even leave their apartments or their parents' basements without a face diaper on. So terrified, I don't want to get a coronavirus. You know what America needs here on 9/11? Sergeant Hulka. You know Sergeant Hulka. We need a Sergeant Hulka. Lighten up, Francis. Americans were taught, we spent the best years of the American century huddled like shelter dogs. We never saw that it was all a trick, like conjuring a pandemic out of a virus which doesn't even cause symptoms in many of its hosts. And unlike almost anything else, like cancer or heart attacks, has a fatality rate well below a single percent. So we count cases, not fatalities. Fatalities degenerate fear. As with terrorism, diabetes, and ladder falls, diabetes and ladder falls harm more American lives than the Russians ever will. But you know what? We're still taught the Russians are coming. We heard Pelosi just the other day. And the Russians are enemy. Wax on, wax on. 10, 12, 14,000 Ukrainians dead. All roads lead to Putin. President Trump's not going to get in the White House January 20th. We're still told to fear the Russians. I don't fear the Russians, do you? In the face of COVID, living in the daily fear of terrorism seems almost nostalgic. For me, our first family plane trip after 9/11 started at a Japanese airport where security seemed about the same as before. But when we transferred to a U.S. domestic flight, the world changed. The newly erect TSA tore into us. After shouting at my lack of preparedness to present various documents quickly enough, they pulled my preteen daughter away and impounded a nail clipper and some sort of medieval-looking eyebrow curling device. She started to cry. Is the story in the pile of prep about the 18-month-old that was kicked off the plane for not wearing the face diaper? I'm telling you, American aviation is going the way of the Edsel, and it should go the way of the Edsel. These people that were given the most subsidized gift in the history of subsidized gift, free airports, free docking at airports, free security paid for by the American taxpayer when they used to have to pay for it, and they should pay for it, looked at all of us and went, oh, idiot sheeple, strap a face diaper on. Shut up. Our flight attendants aren't giving you a little bottle of wine or scotch, Mr. Church. This is a sterile flight. We care about people's safety. Say the woke bastards at American Airlines. You can stick your safety, sweetheart. I'm going to hop in my not safe 2011 Kia Sorento. I'm just going to drive everywhere I need to go. Peter Van Buren continues. The TSA agent said harshly to her, I'm trying to keep you from dying on that airplane. My little one started to say something, but I shouted to her to be quiet. I'd learned at some Eastern European border checkpoint long ago, the only answer, submit and board the damn plane. Submit and we could see Grandma tonight at our destination. Well, Peter, you're not allowed to see Grandma anymore because you might kill her with the corona hoax. Later, as a federal whistleblower, I was placed on some sort of list. I could fly, but my trips to the airport would be met with a firm, sir, I need you to step over here. The protocols created to protect me from terrorists had been twisted to turn me into one. Every time I was told I had been randomly selected, wonderfully Orwellian in how the TSA workers at least seemed to believe it. I, of course, could refuse to hand over my electronics, but TSA would just confiscate them. So why resist? Of course, I could speak to a supervisor, but I'd miss my flight. My old computer took minutes to cold boot, and that angered the TSA agents and prolonged my searches. So I bought a fast Chromebook to make my surveillance more convenient. And then he goes on, so it is no surprise I wear a mask outside. I alone seem to remember enough from biology class to question how a soggy piece of cloth or a dust mask with an air escape valve on the side is unlikely to do much, like hanging garlic to ward off vampires.